This is the Valley Falls Dragons locker room chat with head coach Wyatt Hofstra here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and well, last week the Dragons had a really good road win, went on the road, struggled early, but found a way to roll away with a 58-28 victory over Maranatha. So coach, not a great start for your guys against Maranatha, but ultimately after the second half, they found a good groove and ultimately went by 30. So what did you see there on Friday?
I saw a lot of things. That first half, like you said, that first half, I was feeling a little nervous. I wondered where my guys' heads were at. It kind of just was one of those games where we got off the bus and I don't think we were prepared to play, and whether that was my fault mostly, but we figured it out at half, which, you know, looking back, it's good to see that, you know, that Maranatha came out and punched us in the teeth a little bit and made us react and adapt to, you know, this is how this game is going to be. So now we have to change our approach and change how we react to this, to the event, E plus R equals O. And so we were down 10, and showed some good resilience and fighting back from that. And I think after we were down 10, we went on a 46-6 run since that point, early in the second quarter. So it was good to see. And, fourth quarter was awesome. Solomon Drinker went crazy on defense in the second half. We had guys flying around, lighting people up and, you know, just getting back to their responsibilities and their assignments. And then things started to come together and the scoreboard reflected that.
So what did that tell you about the leadership of your group? I mean, like you said, you got down 10 and they're on the road and big atmosphere there as Maranatha had quite a few things going on. What did that show you, though, about leadership, just for the simple fact that they didn't hang their heads, they found a way to figure it out and then ultimately roll on?
Well, I think it's rewarding a little bit to see, you know, that's what we've been trying to do here, even when Sawyer was here the last couple of years with me. I think is what we've been trying to do is to get these guys to, like, understand, you know, that football's a long sport and, you know, they're so used to basketball and baseball and stuff happening, and get down 7 runs in baseball, it's hard to come back from that. But in football, you know, especially in 8-man, you know, 2 plays, and that's, you can get 10 points out. You get 8 with 1 play almost. And so I think that it was good. I kept stressing, you know, there's no reason to hit the panic button. There's no reason to self-destruct and then start getting out of whack and doing your own thing and doing what you're not coached to do and trying to make up stuff on the fly. I think we did a good job sticking to what we knew how to do. And we didn't, like I said, we didn't panic. We didn't hit self-destruct. And I tell my guys a lot, the scoreboard shouldn't reflect, shouldn't change your responsibility. So, you know, guys doing things different on the field, but we figured it out in halftime. We made some changes and fixed it, and I think just took a breath and everybody relaxed and started playing normal.
Now you look ahead to this week, you know it's going to be another tough game as Clifton Clyde will come to town. And Clifton Clyde, obviously a very, very strong program, and it's going to be a tough one this week. But we'll talk about that matchup when we come back. This is the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Wyatt Hofstra. It's brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and Heinen Repair. And, well, coach, you look ahead to this week. The opponent obviously gets much tougher. Clifton Clyde coming to town. Just such a storied program, especially the last 10 years or so. Coach Steinbrock really has those guys rolling along over there. So what do you look at with this matchup with the Eagles?
I'm excited this will be a good measuring stick, and it's kind of hitting the gauntlet for us with these really strong teams here towards the end of our district lineup. Clifton Clyde, Burlingame, Donovan West coming up. So, you know, we hit the first one, hit the ground running. So both entering the game 1-0 in district play, and I think that this will be a good leveling stick to see where we're at. And Steinbrock's awesome. He has those guys, like I was talking to you about, I mean, you know, even if he loses a class with some good athletes, they are not rebuilding the next year. They are just back after it. So he's awesome. He does a great job. I think it'll be good to get out there. And I just want to – I want our guys to focus on our responsibilities. I want to control the ball. We had, like, 4 fumbles last week against Maranatha. So I want to control the ball. I want to comparatively, kind of similar to Chase County, what we learned from that game, I want to make sure that we stick to what we know how to do. We don't get too crazy one-dimensional, and that we just put forth good effort and do our responsibilities and assignments and put on a good show.
Yeah, and you look at Clifton Clyde, too, this year, Coach. I know we talked about it before we started hitting record here, but you look at the Clifton Clyde, they're doing some things a little bit different than they typically do. How tough does that make it, and how do you prepare for this game, not knowing that Clifton Clyde kind of does some different things than usual?
I'm learning now as a young coach to kind of take film as a grain of salt as well, because sometimes, you know, a team can do XYZ, and the next week they're doing ABC. So you kind of prepare for what you see consistently, but also you kind of have to, you know, remember for the last several years they were running that sort of diamond power deal, and now they're trying to spread it out a little bit and run some option-y type things. It just kind of changes your idea and perception of things. And I know that they're working towards their players just like we're working towards ours. So it's just something you have to adapt to, and whether you prepare for everything a little bit, and then what they show up on run first play on Friday, that's what you're set up to, you're prepared to attack.
Well, Coach, congratulations on that win over Maranatha from last week. We certainly look forward to seeing what your guys can do here this week, but good luck against Clifton Clyde, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Wyatt Hofstra, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. They are brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and Heinen Repair on FM 103.9 KNZA.